Jeremy Hass is the Economic Development Director of the Greater Burlington Partnership. He is in the spotlight today because we're talking about STEM and all of the, I guess, what coordinated events that are going to be going on that are related to STEM. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And we were just talking, Jeremy, before we went on, is that inspiring and being inspired and being engaging is really the important part of a classroom teacher, but also the important part of getting kids involved in STEM. If it doesn't, as I said, if it doesn't, if they really aren't engaged, if they really aren't excited about it, they're not going to pay any attention. You had Grant Hank on this past week, and Grant Hank, his job basically is to say, hey, look, this is fun, and this is something that will give you something you can really sustain yourself with, isn't it?
Absolutely. You should have, that Grand Hank event was so great to watch. And I was standing off to the side. I got to watch the faces of these young people just light up and lean into what he was doing. You know, he wasn't, splitting atoms or anything overly complicated, but he was just demonstrating that science and being a scientist is, first of all, it's really, really cool. It can be very, very fun. And it was just really neat to see the light come on for these young people. And that's what it's all about is engaging young people to think about the things that, there's three things, really, questions that we're trying to ask these young people. One is, what do you like? What do you like to do? I mean, because if you don't like doing something, you're going to be awful at it, right? So what do you like to do? Second question is, are you good at it? Because you might like, I might like to be a basketball player, but I'm not very good at it, so I'm not going to do well there. So are you good at it? And then the third question is, will someone pay you money to do those things? And so as we gear students towards the STEM industry and the in-demand jobs, we really have to do a better job of engaging and getting them excited about these things. And so that's what all this is about. We got some great events coming up. Grant Hank was a good lead in to what's going on this coming Saturday at SCC. Starting at 10 a.m. is our annual STEM Fest out at SCC. So we'll have upwards of 2,000 kids want you to come with mom and dad. They get to get their hands on things, engage, and have a great time, but at the same time, fire up those little science synapses in their little skulls full of mush and get them pointed in the right direction. We don't need another generation of hundreds and thousands of kids pursuing a degree in German polka history. We just don't need that, so.
German polka history.
I apologize to any of you German polka history people out there.
It sounds like a quote from Dave Ramsey is what it sounds like, actually, but that's another story. The fact is, the engineering, science, technology, it's everywhere. It's everywhere in every business. And I'm here to tell you that what I do now is completely different than what I did when I started, and how much and the learning curve has changed completely in terms of how I program and how I operate. And that's really, so if I don't have a background in all of those things, I can't do the stuff that I'm doing. And that's really, I think it's a key for me, but it's also a key and a lesson maybe for everybody else. Hey, look, if you really want to be good at what you do, you'd better know how to do it well. And you better know how it works and why it works, what it does.
Well, it's important for their future. It's important for our community's future. So the way we do things today is going to be very different from the way they're done in 5 years from now and 10 years from now. So if we're going to have the kinds of people that fill our communities and pay our taxes and so forth to fill the jobs that are here now and in the future, we've really got to do a better job of helping students engage in these technologies and then turn them loose in the jobs of the future.
And so I'm looking at my cell phone right now. The amount of technology just in this cell phone and the development of all the apps, app development is huge right now. And I guess notwithstanding the Democratic National Committee, but that's another story.
You just had to go there.
You've got to find what passion. Passion is still an important part of this whole process, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. So another initiative that's going on right now, it's a little pilot program that we're doing it here at the partnership. It's called CEO in the Classroom. And so as our pilot right now, we're sending our CEO, Della Schmidt, into the classroom. room, and just engaging these young people. And it's a multi-level conversation. We're asking those three questions of what do you like, are you good at it, and will someone pay me? But you know, starting the conversation with these young people in a very engaging way as they look at budgets. You know, well, if you made $9 an hour, here's what your budget looks like, and it's you're $500 short every month, and what would you do about that? And you know, of course, the boys come up with the idea of, you know, cutting out soap and deodorant from their budget, and they could save some money. But we have to engage their minds to say, what if I went and got a certificate in one of these STEM type careers? What if I got a credential so that I could, instead of making $9 an hour, I could make 17 or 21? And man, that just changes the budget, changes your life. We have to have these frank conversations with, so they understand the math of the whole thing, but in doing so in such an engaging way that they are interested to run after it.
And it's not all one landscape either. Pat Cohen was with us talking about how the STEM technology is being used in building and trades, because you talked about it, laser. He was using laser measurements to determine exactly. To make sure that the structure of a building was exactly level. And they, you know, the old tools, the old hand tools, yeah, they are still there, but the technology is changing, and it's improving the quality of the things that we're building. Yeah. And I think that's an example, but I think the fact is it covers the gamut from building careers to whether you want to be a civil engineer, or whether you want to be just maybe even a teacher.
We just heard this week one of the Democrat candidates, Mr. Bloomberg, kind of run down farmers and how that comment kind of took off. And you talk to a farmer, I mean, they are engaged in science in so many levels and the knowledge that they have. So, look, it's not going anywhere. It's just going to get more and more involved. And so that leads me to the next thing that I wanted to share with your audience. So we've got 5th and 8th grade career fairs coming up March 16th and 17th. That's also at SCC. That's kind of a region-wide thing, so we bring kids from multiple counties in. But they get to engage their minds and hear from business leaders in our communities of the kinds of jobs and the kinds of careers that are available right here in our community that folks are retiring. We need these young people to engage, to get that education, to get those credentials, and then stay in our communities and raise families here.
And all of those jobs, they will be changing as the technology changes, won't they?
Absolutely. The way we do things again today is going to look so different 5 years from now. And so, But it's just what you talked about in being engaging. It's critical that we have multiple touches in an engaging way all along their scholastic career, and engaging them to find the things that they like to do and do them well and fill those in-demand jobs.
And find a way to make a good living doing something you love to do. That's really the whole bottom line, isn't it?
That's the key, man. That's the key to happiness. You know, if you're doing something every day that you just can't stand, it's just a miserable existence. And so there's something for everybody out there. We just got to help steer these young people into the things that interest them and excite them.
All sure. right. Jeremy Hess, again, STEMFest happening this weekend, Southeastern Community College. 10 to 1:30, the 5th and 8th grade career fair is coming up on March 16th and 17th, also at SCC. And the student job fair for high school and Southeastern Community College students, that's 10 to 1 on March 25th. So you really start at the youngest age and you go right up to people that are in college, right?
Absolutely. Got to engage them at all levels. And then once these SCC grads get that credential, get that certificate, we need to help plug them into in-demand jobs, and our employers are ready to hire them.
All right. Jeremy Hess, thank you so much for dropping by.
You bet. Glad to be here.